I'm lonely. The shells seem to come closer all the time, and I can't stand them." He begged Gray to leave him. Gray refused, said he would have to turn him in, but promised he would not be punished. The soldier said he knew that. He bitterly predicted they would simply put him back into the line again, which was exactly what happened when Gray brought him in. At the front, not only spit-and-polish discipline breaks down, orders can be ignored, as supervision is not exact where danger of death is present. Old soldiers have learned by bitter experience to be independent and to make their own decisions. Webster wrote his parents shortly after he was wounded, "Once our lieutenant told my squad leader to take his 8 men and knock out some anti-aircraft guns that were firing on a flight of gliders. 9 men with rifles fighting dual-purpose 88s and 40 millimeters. The sergeant said, yes, censored. By using his own judgment, he saved our lives in a situation where a new man would have rushed in blindly. This same lieutenant later ordered 2 scouts into a German position, but they, knowing better, got censored. Veterans tried to help replacements, but they also took care not to learn their names, as they expected them to be gone shortly. It was not that the old hands had no sympathy for the recruits. Our new members, Webster wrote his parents, representatives of the 18-year-old draft, were so young and enthusiastic-looking, it seemed a crime to send them into battle. We paratroopers get the best men in the army, but it's a hell of a fate for somebody who's never been away from home or high school to come here. No man in Easy had been in combat before June 6, 1944, but by October, all the men who took off from England on the evening of June 5th, who were still alive in Holland, had been through 2 combat jumps and 2 campaigns.
This is the end of Disc 6.